Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. That's going to be headlining Riverfest on Saturday, August 3rd, performing in the early evening. I'm not sure if it's 7 or 8, but that's the Honey Dogs, a very well-known Midwestern group from Minnesota. And that tune's called Those Things Are Hers. And that's actually from a compilation CD titled Artists for Camp Heartland. The Honey Dogs, Thief River Falls, Northern Minnesota, get ready. that's the biggest group we've gotten here in Northwest Minnesota, and that's Saturday, August 3rd at Riverfest in Hearts Park, just behind the Dairy Queen, down the hill by the river. Up next, Joanna James with a tune called Back of My Mind on MHB.
Someplace in the back of my mind, I've been before. Yes, I've been before. Same place in the back of my mind, I need to go back in the back of my mind. Beyond all reason, beyond all faith, beyond all easiness,
Joanna James. Very, what's its word? Hypnotic. There we go. Made up of equal parts soul, folk, and blues, Joanna is a gifted singer-songwriter from St. Paul whose live performances leave her audiences longing for more. And eliciting a knowing wink from Bonnie Raitt there. She was born with a voice guaranteed to make her hairs, the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. Joanna James will play more of her hair on Minnesota Homebrew as the weeks go on. Well, true to my word, I tell my audience, if you send it, I'll play it. Of course, if you have a strong connection to Minnesota, and this gentleman definitely does. His gnome. Some days my tongue just isn't put in right. His name is Tony Wintersdorf. He writes folk, country, bluegrass, and old-timey classic rock, blues, gospel, novelty, humorous, and international German tunes. Is that all? He's a folk musician and multi-instrumentalist on guitar, banjo, fiddle, harmonica, tin whistle. See? Tin whistle. I love that instrument. And piano. But his primary instrument is the auto harp. And if you think back to the 60s, that was John Sebastian's main instrument. He appeared on Ed Sullivan's show. He was playing an auto harp on Do You Believe in Magic? Anyway, this is Tony Wintersdorf. He sent me two CDs this week. This is off the one titled Yin of My Yang from 2007. And this is the title song, Yin of My Yang by Tony Wintersdorf. Oh, I seem to have a little technical difficulty. I think I see what it is, folks. I'm waiting for John Tweet to make his arrival here in the studios of Minnesota Homebrew. He's going to do a song tonight. I've been after him for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and he's finally going to do a song. John Tweet, guitar player, singer, and songwriter from the group Old Vern. Now, here's Tony Wentersdorf with Yin of My Yang.
Yang revolves around Earth like a great sphere of troublesome birth. Yin of My Yang makes a big flap that thunders and lightnings with a great flash. Sign of the ages for turbulent minds, moves into orbit of worried men times. Spaces turn hollow and blessings are wrought in vast caves of science where visions are caught. We plan our tomorrows in minutes and hours, forgetting the future holds vases of flowers. Wars are waged endless in horror and scope, while peace disappears in mirrors and smoke. The yin of my yang is a dream in full swing that circles the ages of joy as I sing, of passion and power that is unrestrained like birds in their glory of wingspan sustained. Yin of my yang revolves around earth like a great sphere of troublesome birth. Yin of my yang makes a big flap that thunders and lightnings with a great flash.
Well, it's a poem. Listened to it today, but I was a little distracted, and I didn't realize there wasn't some background music. But that's okay. It's a song without music. And Yin of My Yang by Tony Wentersdorf. Tony, hope you're listening. I'm going to play more songs every week as we go along on Thursday Night Live, 7 to 9 p.m. here on Minnesota Homebrew on Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. Up next, here's Bethany Larson and the Bee's Knees with Don't You Wanna Know.
Stay here in my sleep.
Bethany Larson is a preacher's daughter from Austin, Minnesota, who grew up with three older brothers. And singing in the church choir. She picked up the guitar at age 15, began writing songs, and soon after hit the stage. In the process of recording her sophomore album, she joined forces with a group called the Bee's Knees, comprised of her brother Chris Larson on guitar, keyboards, and backing vocals, Sarah Horishnick on drums, and Brennan Getzman on bass. That's Bethany Larson and the Bee's Knees. Up next, Dave Burke with My Sleeping Beauty off his Speed Queen Mystery Date CD.
Cheeks are soft beneath my lips. Ever so gently I caress you with my fingertips. I'm tempted to kiss you awake to remind you that I love you. My heart pulses slow to hear you breathe. Body like a magnet as I try to leave. I'm tempted to kiss you awake to remind you that I love you. Every moment I'm away today, there's one thing no one can take away. Sleeping, my sleeping beauty. Your cheeks are soft beneath my lips. Ever so gently I caress you with my fingertips. I'm tempted to kiss you awake to remind you that I love you. Kiss you awake to remind you that I love you.
as Dave Burke. My Sleeping Beauty. Hey, we are graced with the presence of Mr. John Tweet. We'll be talking with him after this next song. We're going to do one by Red Wing native Mike Rudquist, who often performs with our buddy Wayne Hamilton, president of MAS. Here's Mike's sad song playing on the radio here on Minnesota Homebrew.
Late at night, alone at the kitchen table, sleep won't come no matter what I try. Somehow she's gone and I can't bring her back, no matter how many tears I cry. And there's a sad song here on the radio. Sweet memories of times I used to know. You know it sounds so sweet when it's playing so low. Turns back the clock to so long ago. Well, there's a sad song on the radio. A sad song on the radio. A sad song playing on the radio. Raindrops drumming on the Chevy windshield. A car inside a long highway 9. Reticular to go, but somehow I'll get there. Drive 1,000 miles to get her off my mind. And there's a sad song playing on the radio. Sweet memories of times I used to know. You know it sounds so sweet when it's playing so low. Turns back the clock to so long ago. Well, there's a sad song on the radio. A sad song on the radio. A sad song playing on the radio. Tuning down the dial, my reception's drifting. Another lonely night, and the DJ's my only friend.
Welcome to another Triple Minute Songwriting Tip. Today's tip deals with lyric syntax, that is, saying what we want to say in the proper order so that people understand what we're talking about. In my family, we have a lot of European history. And in Europe, they structure their sentences much different than they do here in the U.S. And sometimes that comes out in our family. And when it does, we always say, oh, you're throwing the cow over the fence some hay, are you? That's actually something that someone had said years ago, is, you know, go throw the cow over the fence some hay. Well, obviously, by the time you get to the word fence, you're picturing this cow getting tossed over a fence by somebody, and then you hear some hay, and you realize, oh, they're talking about hay, not the cow. The thing of it is, with songs, we don't have the luxury of stopping, and, you know, if you're reading something, you might stop and say, what did that say? And you go back, and you look at what the sentence said, and you don't have that option in music, because once that tempo is going, that song is playing, it's going to play until it's done. A listener doesn't have the luxury of going back and saying, what did he say by that line? Because by the time he figures that out, he's just missed the next two lines. You know, there's actually songs that have made the charts that have had this. They probably really shouldn't have, but they shouldn't have actually done the syntax error in lyric writing, but it somehow it passed through. One of those songs is Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. And right now, as I'm recording this, it's close to Christmas time and shortly after. And I'm sure you've heard the lines, when we finally kiss goodnight, oh, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home, I'll be warm. Well, who says all the way home, I'll be warm? They're going to say, no, I'll be warm all the way home. But in order to make that warm storm rhyme, they kind of put that in backwards. And there's another song called Dust in the Wind from the 70s. And you might hear the lines in there say, "Nothing lasts forever but the earth and sky. It slips away, and all your money won't another minute buy." Well, who says all your money won't another minute buy? You know, you're going to say your money can't buy in another minute, you know? So that's always bugged me in that song. It's like, where do they come up with it? You know, they're going for the rhyme. And the thing of it is, you know, those songs have made it through. But why take the chance on your songs? So that's a tip for this go-round. Check your syntax on your songs. Look at some of the ones you've written or the next one that you do write. If you'd like to suggest a songwriting tip or you have a question, give me an email at lists@braddunzeymusic.com. And until then, keep writing from the heart.
Well, thanks again there, Brad. And on microphone two is John Tweet of Old Vern. How
three.
You doing, John?
Mic three.
Well, yeah, I was just... I said two only because then they'd wonder, well, why is he on one and he's on three? But you're right, it is three.
And yeah, that makes sense.
Your level is good there.
Theater of the mind.
Well, we had a good time at the fair last night.
Yeah.
I think. Milkshakes, blueberry pie. I had my...
Cheese curds.
My annual corn dog, that foot-long corn dog, smothered in mustard. I'm a German and... I don't care what any of you say, you cannot put ketchup on a sausage of any kind.
What?
That's right. And you're German. No, you're Norwegian. Of course you wouldn't.
I'm all of it.
All of the above.
Yes.
Typical American like me.
Yep.
And you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew live from studios of Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. You can listen to us live in the area on that frequency, or if you are out of the area, you can go to radionorthland.org and click on the Northern Air channel, and we're played also, replayed, I should say, Saturday nights on, I guess you have to go to tunein.com.
Oh, yeah. I don't have that.
No, you can go to Radio Northland and go to our digital channel. Yeah, HD2, our digital channel.
Oh.
Or you can find any of them on tunein.com. Just look for the call letters KSRQ, Pioneer 90.1. We had my granddaughter at the fair last night, and she was on rides just one after another.
Yeah.
Those kids, I don't know where they get the energy from.
And we stood and watched her ride rides for like 3 hours, waiting for fireworks.
Yeah.
And then when the fireworks started, she wanted to leave.
Yeah. She is a strange kid. No,
she didn't want to watch. A little bit.
Didn't want
a little bit.
Just a little, yeah. She didn't want to watch the fireworks. And she doesn't care about eating cotton candy or fair food or anything like that. She just wanted to make a quick exit. She's there tonight now with her grandmother. And
again?
Oh, yeah, because, of course, I announced earlier that I'm hanging out with a bunch of old folks tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as my class reunion. And I was sad that the turnout, there's just, there's 75 of us graduated, 11 have gone to the great beyond. And, but I added in the people maybe who didn't graduate.
Oh, yeah.
And still only got about, I don't know. Maybe there's about 14 of us going to be there.
That's not many.
And significant others, yeah.
But it's, what year is it, the 45th?
Yeah.
That's kind of an odd number.
Maybe
at the 50th one, there will be a bigger
turnout.
Well,
I was told, I wasn't at the 25th, but I was told it had quite a good turnout.
Yeah.
There were people that I really have wanted to see, and they were there, and I wasn't. What a moron I am. But anyway, we're having a good time playing blues and pop and folk and a little light rock and those sort of things here.
What's next?
Up next is our buddy Bob Muscovitz with a tune titled Someone Special. Bob writes from the heart.
Oh, yeah.
And we love him.
Yep.
Here's Bob.
Somehow things work out through faith from above. If you feel helpless and fear, and it just isn't clear, let your heart feel the love. Somehow it happens, you're not alone. Someone comes to you, makes you their home, lifting your spirit when you feel low. You're someone special, this you will know. If you're afraid of the night, there will come candlelight from someone above. If you will open your mind, it is then you will find the beauty of love. Gently it hits you, you're not alone. You sense a feeling from the unknown. With every moment, soft winds will blow. You're someone special, this you will know. Someone has touched you, making it known, reaching within you, loving you so. You're someone special, this you will know. So if there is darkness and pain, and the sun turns to rain, there is hope from above. And if you should feel the fear, there is somebody here giving you love. You will get help from above, feel the joy of God's love.
Muscovitz for that lovely song, Someone Special. I wonder who he wrote that for. Could it be Patty?
Maybe.
Probably was, yes.
I hope so.
Look forward to meeting those folks. Summer's slipping by though, Bob. What's going on? We got to get together. Well, it's bottom of the hour and time for me to play another song. Now, I debuted this song last Monday at TJ's Tavern in Oakley, and had kind of trouble hearing myself because Andy was laughing so hard, but I have to have a disclaimer on this song, and that is that a reminder to folks that musical humorists do not have to be politically correct or even sensitive. This is my newest offering. Got his leg all tangled in a baler. His daddy warned him that it weren't no toy. So they patched him up, sent him to the city. Nothing stopped this North Dakota boy. It wasn't long before the kid was hired. grocery became his newfound skill. The blue hairs felt so sorry that he hobbled. They tip him with a crisp dollar bill. They called him Limpy. He was Johnny on the spot. They called him Limpy. What a crackerjack they got. He was anything but a zero. Limpy, the supermarket hero. He'd stock the shelves and keep the bathrooms tidy. Make sure the parking lot was spick and span. Kept an eye out for expired coupons. And soon became his boss's right-hand man. But in a jiffy, trouble came a-callin'. In the form of a biker dude named Spike. One day dissed a checkout girl so limpy. Swallowed hard and said, Spike, take a hike. His name was Limpy. He was Johnny on the spot. They called him Limpy. What a crackerjack they got. He was anything but a zero. Limpy, the supermarket hero. One day while scraping gum off of the asphalt, and a couple steamy piles of doggy doo, Spike rode into the lot upon his Harley and hocked a loogie right on Limpy's shoe. Then all hell broke loose. Spike, unafraid, slipped off his bike and pulled out a blade. It was a movie too soon regretted. Box cutter in hand, Limpy pirouetted. Sliced and diced as if in the deli, Spike went down a gash to his belly. But Limpy proved he had a lot of heart and took Spike to the ER in a grocery cart. One of them with them wobbly wheels. They called him Limpy. He was Johnny on the spot. They called him Limpy. What a crackerjack they got. Yeah, he was anything but a zero. Limpy, the supermarket hero. Limpy, the supermarket hero. Well, thank you, John. So you, second time you heard that. It's been revised since the other night.
I didn't get to hear it the first time.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Well, the Ballad of Limpy. Hope you liked it, folks. All tongue-in-cheek. Here's our MAS member, Richard Schletty, with Shadow of the Day here on MHB.
Trembling without fright, fill my being with your light. Stale words and heavy hours, forgotten in the scent of flowers. Sweetest taste upon my tongue, longer will be unsung. Simple melody of rain, wash away our every pain. Click and clatter of our bones, healed by harmonic tones. I reach through the window to the clouds laying low. I fly through the night on your wings of flight. Lead me back on home, where I can
guess what I have known. In the shadow of the day, heard you calling lovingly, without trembling, without fright. Fill my being with your light. Stay away some heavy hours, forgotten in the scent of flowers. Sweetest taste upon my tongue, no longer will be unsung.
Soaking in life. Well, you know, in life there's very little risk, so try a little Cajun lutefisk. I've done some things that I wouldn't try twice, but they're not too bad if you add a little spice. You know, in life there's very little risk, so try a little Cajun lutefisk. I've done some things that I wouldn't try twice, but they're not too bad if you add a little spice. My Cajun clan learned when to bend and when to take a stand. Taught me how to fish and they taught me how to sing, and put Louisiana fire into everything. Some folks tend to live a life that's bland, set their table with food color tan, never seem to laugh, never seem to have fun, and they never go dancing when their work is all done. So if your life puts you in a little cage, your table is set with colored beige. Take a little dip from the Louisiana crew. Put a little spice in whatever you do. Well, you know in life there's very little risk, so try a little Cajun lutefisk. I've done some things that I wouldn't try twice, but they're not too bad if you add a little spice. Know in life there's very little risk, so try a little Cajun lutefisk. I've done some things that I wouldn't try twice, but they're not too bad if you add a little spice. You know in life there's very little risk, so try my Cajun lutefisk. I've done some things that I wouldn't try twice, but they're not too bad if you add a little spice.
That's a very unique. I was thinking of that uke hanging on my wall that I need to get fixed. Unique sound of Michael Riddle, who was born in Japan to American parents serving overseas. His musical roots originate from spending most of his life in the U.S. cities nestled along the shores of the Mississippi, including Baton Rouge, Moline, Illinois, and Minneapolis, Minnesota, and he is from the Twin Cities. Michael Riddle. Got to get more music from him, don't you think so, John?
Yeah. I would agree.
John's holding a guitar there, but I'm not sure if he's ready to play now or if he wants to wait till after the next song.
Let's do one more.
He's sort of getting warmed up here, let's just say. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, which airs live every Thursday night from 7 to 9, and we choose a lot of our music from the writing efforts of members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. And to learn more about that wonderful organization, go to mnsongwriters.org.
I have a request.
What would that be?
Could we play Me?
Me?
I think it's called.
Yes, like, Me.
The Cook County Players or something. What are they called? Cook County's Most Wanted.
That's it, yes.
Yeah. And then I'll play a song.
Okay, well, that's a deal. Here are Cook County's Most Wanted, a group we've tried to get up here, sponsored by Pioneer 90.1, but just couldn't snag them that week. And they're on the back burner, but we got to get them up on the front and bring them on over. Here's Me.
Excuse me, folks, while I tune up for a second. Me, 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 me. Perfect. Of course. Everybody knows that's not true. There was a time you didn't know me, and I felt so bad for you. Like a mirror reflecting me. You had your doubts that you loved me. How could that be? To feel inadequate.
As we spend more time together, I'm sure you'll come to see. That if I ever lost you, at least I'd still have me. Me.
Connie's Most Wanted by request, and that is actually our most requested song.
Thank you.
Here on Minnesota Homebrew. Well, John Tweed is sitting here with his trusty guitar, and he has it capoed up on about the...
I don't even know. Way up.
The fourth fret, it looks like. Looks like he has a Kaiser, a green Kaiser capo. What kind of guitar is that, John?
This is a Yamaha.
Okay.
I don't normally play Yamahas, but... it was used and cheap, so I got it.
Okay, and I'm trying to bring your levels up there. Give me a little bit there on voice and guitar.
Check, 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 check. One, two,
I think that's
going to
be good. Well, so, and what are you going to treat us to tonight?
Well, since we're going to see Gordon, I'm going to play a Gordon song.
Okay.
But I'm not going to tell you which one. You can name it at the end.
That's right. We're going to see Gord Lightfoot in Bemidji on September 15th with our... Wingman Jake.
Yep.
Okay, here's John Tweet with a Gordon Lightfoot song.
Ground. What did you do when the rain began to fall? How did it feel when I moved through your soul? When was the last time you wanted my love? Dreams to sleep. Why did you hide what you knew would not stay hidden? How could you put yourself through like you did? I'm not the kind that would hold you that way. Up feeling bad, I'm still a friend whom I'd like to hear from you. Where does it say love should last forever? When was the last time I told that to you? Farewell to Annabelle, fare thee well. to Annabelle. Farewell, farewell to Annabelle.
Nice, John.
Thank you.
Line, how long has it been since you wanted me? Something like that.
Which line?
Early in the song.
When was the last time you wanted my love?
Yeah. My love, yeah. Nice line.
Yep.
Well, great. We have time for one song, maybe, and I'm going to, as I do once...
That was Farewell to Annabelle.
Yes, yes.
By Gordon Lightfoot.
Yes. Great song. Great version. Thank you. I look forward to you doing something original sometime, too.
Oh, yeah.
But we're warming up to
it. Well, now that I've, broken the seal or something, as they say, of performing on your show, I will show you original music next time.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me do that.
Well, you're welcome anytime. As I want to put the welcome out to all area musicians, just get a hold of me on our Minnesota Homebrew Facebook page. Like us and tell us that you'd like to come here and perform either taped or live, and we will accommodate you. Really, very few restrictions, just no naughty words, right?
Right.
Yeah. And that's because we're a publicly funded station, and Minnesota Homebrew is...
And it's just good manners.
Is a year old now, yeah. A year old now, and we cater to the singer-songwriter genre with a strong Minnesota connection, but we will play people who live real close to Minnesota or Minnesotans who live somewhere else. That's just fine. Well, we're pretty much out of time now. We're going to go to the news here. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again live next Thursday night here on Pioneer 90.1. You've been listening to Minnesota Homebrew. I'm your host, Carlin Behan, and you are...
John Tweet.
Good night, everyone.